One time, Krishna was being very mischievous. And Srimati Radharani was getting very transcendentally irritated. Completely transcendentally, but still irritated. And eventually it got to the point. Oh, are we translating? Or am I going too fast? It got to the point. Srimati Radharani said, "That is it. It is, you're too much. I've had enough. I'm going." She turned around and walked away. Now in Vrindavan, everyone is a devotee. The trees are devotees. The goats are devotees. The grass is devotees. And the snakes are devotees. So in Vrindavan, there is one big cobra. Very big. So he saw, this cobra saw this whole incident happening. And he thought, let me try to help. So Radharani's now walking away in a huff. I'm not going to speak to you again. Goodbye. That's it. What do you say? Firmilinge. Right? That's it. And she's walking away. Krishna's following behind her. No, please, you don't understand. And that sort of thing. And the snake suddenly popped up in front of Radharani. Cobra. Like about more than 6 feet tall, standing up. Really big. With his hood open. Hissing. Making snake sound. And sort of went back like he was thinking of striking her. And what did Srimati Radharani do? She turned around and screamed, "Krishna, help!" And she just grabbed Krishna, and Krishna held on to her, and she was just, you know, really in extreme anxiety. The snake is still behind her like that. And now, because Krishna's coming towards the snake, Radharani has turned back and now is holding on to Krishna. So the snake there is now looking Krishna in the face. And the snake went. The snake went. He winked. Good trick. And Krishna winked back at the snake. Because he's a devotee. So that did not happen here. That's just to fill in time till everyone's here. But now this here is called Deva Sarova. There was one devotee, great devotee. His name was Ribhu Muni. Ribhu Muni. And he was living up there, somewhere by Lakshmanjula. And he was meditating on Radha and Krishna and their pastimes. And sometimes he would enter the pastimes and he would just get involved in the pastimes. And he'd be interacting with Radha and Krishna. having different exchanges with them. And he would just get lost in those pastimes and completely lose track of the external world. So this was his program every day. He would do some sort of morning program, and then he would sit down and meditate, and this is what would happen. So one time, he was here, and he sat down on the side, somewhere on one of these sides, just here. And he meditated and prayed, and thinking of Radha and Krishna, but nothing happened. They didn't appear. Normally they would spontaneously appear in his mind. Not that he would have to picture, okay, there's Krishna, yeah, what's he wearing today? And, you know, imagine. Normally Krishna would just go, just appear, there he is. And Srimati Radharani, and then so many things would happen, and he would get into it, I mean, get involved in it. But this time he's sitting, he's meditating, and nothing's happening. And he got into anxiety. Did I commit some offense? Previously, Radha and Krishna would appear in my mind themselves. But now nothing's happening. And he became anxious. And then suddenly, he thought, you know, I'm a failure. He opened his eyes. There was Radha and Krishna standing in front of him. That was why they didn't appear in his meditation. Because they are standing there, right in front of him. So Ribu Muni became so ecstatic, totally ecstatic. He threw himself at their lotus feet and just rolled in the dust, took the dust on his head and wiped it all over his face and all over his body. And he was just shouting and shouting and screaming out in ecstasy. What was he shouting? Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare! But not like that. That was sort of, you know, if he was half asleep. How was he shouting? Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare! And Radha and Krishna became totally ecstatic seeing his ecstasy. And their bodies melted. And his body melted. And their three bodies melted and formed the waters of Deva Sarova. And sometimes, I guess, in the rainy season, you know, there's quite a bit of water. But now, as we can see, it's dried up. But on the spiritual platform, these things are always present. So Deva Sarova is here. And Radha and Krishna and Ribu Muni are here. And Ganga Devi, because this, I believe. I actually haven't been around the corner to see if there's more up there. But as far as I've been told, this is Gangotri. And sometimes, when You know, when there's heavy monsoon, then the lake fills up and it overflows, and the Ganges comes down. And it goes all the way down where we walked up, and it goes to Haridwar. Haridwar is normally, I mean not normally, but that Ganges, you know, that one, the other one, not the original one. This is the original one. That one, from Gangotri to Haridwar, how far is it? Some distance. A few hundred kilometers maybe, or something like that. Here, from Gangotri to Haridwar, is only about 1 or 2 kilometers. And we can go there. Would you like to go there? Let's go to Haridwar. Don't expect too much, but this is what they say. They say that it is like this. So Haridwar, the gate, the door to Hari, to Krishna. If we immerse ourselves in these transcendental pastimes, in these transcendental places, then the door, Krishna opens the door to his lotus feet. And suddenly one day, we also, we will turn around, we will open our eyes, there will be Radha and Krishna. If we try our best to be devotees, even though like Ribu Muni, he's struggling and thinking, what happened? I'm trying, but I can't see them. And in the end he thought, ah, I'm a failure. But then he opened his eyes, there they were. So, if we try our best to be devotees and to chant very nicely, then naturally feelings of humility will arise. Not that you're going to be feeling progressively more and more, oh, I'm doing better. I'm doing better. I'm doing very better. I'm doing best. I'm doing best. I'm doing so well. Look at me. Pat myself on the back. You are becoming a good devotee. Now, as the devotee advances, they become more humble and feel, who am I and what can I do? More and more. So that's how Ribu Muni was feeling. And if we continue to chant very nicely, very attentively, recognizing, accepting at least, Krishna is present in his names. When I chant, I am with him. He is with me. And therefore I have to give my best attention to Krishna. So if we chant like that and serve like that, then one day we will open our eyes and there will be Radha and Krishna. And then our lives will be perfect. Shri Deva Sarovar Ki, Shri Badrinath Dham Ki.